my wife, my sweetheart Rose, have a testimony. Testify to what God did on the way home. Amen. Give God a hand. God is good. Yeah. And I told the lady, I said, man, I'm taking care of your baby. See, a lot of parents don't take care of the children. A lot of them don't do it today. It's a sad situation. God is good, isn't he?
Yes.
And, you know, I've been really feasting on that message from this morning. Amen. A great message, wasn't it?
Yes.
See, God don't want us to play the blame game. Isn't that right?
That's right?
Pointing the finger at somebody else. You know, Adam, he said, this woman you gave me, you know. And that's the way we do. But God is calling his people to himself. God wants us to be Christians. Amen? Yes. And the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. And as Brother Doug was saying, the people called them disciples. They called them Christians because they saw them following Jesus. They saw them obeying the Lord, doing the same things that Jesus did. And Jesus was our God and our Savior. Amen? Now, if you have your Bible, I want you to turn with me tonight to Acts chapter 9. And we're going to read a couple of verses here. And then we're going to... Hallelujah. Let's read a couple of verses here with the help of the Lord. And we really want the will of the Lord done tonight, don't we? We want God to be pleased tonight. Hallelujah. We want God to be pleased. Acts chapter 9. I'm getting there. I have to get the right glasses so I can see it. Hallelujah. God is faithful, isn't he? He's so faithful. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. For your word is forever settled in heaven. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Lord, have your way tonight, Lord. Cleanse us through the washing of the water by the word. Let your divine will be done, Lord. We came to do your will, Lord. Just have your way tonight, Lord. Be pleased with us tonight, Lord, as we yield our vessels to thee. in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Now, on the day of Pentecost, the Bible said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. They began to speak in other languages as the Spirit of God spoke through them. They were speaking languages. And the Bible said there were Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and was confounded. Because they heard them speak in their own languages. If it was somebody spoke Arabian language, God had somebody speaking in their language. They were speaking in tongues. That the Spirit of God came upon them. Whatever language that they, hallelujah, that they spoke, God spoke through it. It was God speaking through them. Isn't that right? Amen. This was a miracle. God is a miracle. Amen. God's a miracle worker. Amen. Hallelujah. God filled them with the Holy Ghost. But Jesus had told them, don't depart from Jerusalem, but tarry here. Wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me, but John truly baptized with water. But ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And they waited 10 days, didn't they? And they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. And after they were baptized with the Holy Ghost, they began to preach the word of God. They began to preach and to teach. But now, you know, they had opposition. They had opposition. And Saul of Tarsus, he was a man that didn't know the Lord, but he was determined to destroy that way. Listen to what the word of God said here. He was determined to destroy that way. Look at Acts chapter 7, verses 49 through 59. Hallelujah. God is good. God is faithful. Have you got that?
49.
Yeah, 7:49. Now, wait a minute. That was Stephen's. All right, I want Acts 26, verses 9 through 11. Yeah, Acts 26, verses 9 through 11. Now, see, that was the Deacon Stephen's testifying, wasn't it?
9 through 11, 26, 9
through 11. Uh-huh. You got it?
Yes.
Read.
Now,
this is the Apostle Paul talking about the way he felt about the church. See, Saul, he did what he did ignorantly in unbelief. Isn't that right? He did it ignorantly in unbelief. He didn't know. But what did he say? He did what he thought with himself. Hold it. He thought he should do many things contrary to the name of Jesus. That means he didn't know the Lord, doesn't it?
Amen.
That means that he was blind and couldn't see. Fighting against the Lord. Read.
Which thing I also did in Jerusalem.
I did these things in Jerusalem.
And many of the saints did I shut up in prison.
Stop right there. Many of the saints I shut up. Anybody got the Amplified Bible? All right. Let's start bringing mine. Many of the saints I shut up in prison. My intention was to just get rid of this thing. I didn't think it was nothing to him. That's what he felt. He thought it was just something rose up that wasn't like God, wasn't of God, and didn't know God. That's what he felt. Hallelujah. But he did this, like I said, ignorantly and unbelief. He didn't know. See? Because he didn't know about spiritual things. I mean, when it comes to education, he had a lot of education. He was educated at the feet of Gamaliel. He spoke several languages, didn't he? He was a smart man, naturally speaking. But when it came to the spiritual thing, he was ignorant. Read, what did he say here? Now, I received authority from the chief priest. Uh-huh. See, he wasn't jackleg. He wasn't a jackleg. But he was a man that had received authority from the chief priest to do what?
And when they were put.
Well, he received authority to go to bind them, wherever. Read. Read on.
I gave my voice against them.
And when I say that again?
I gave my voice against them.
Read up above that again.
When they were put to death.
Listen to this. And when they were put to death. See, he had a lot of saints put to death. A lot of saints were put to death because of Saul. Because he didn't know the Lord. He was did ignorant and unbelief. And when they were put to death, I did what?
I gave my voice against them.
I gave my voice against them. They put them to death, and I was there saying, kill them. They don't deserve to live. Coming up with this mess. He thought it was a mess, but he was in a mess. Isn't that right?
Amen.
He didn't know the Lord. Anytime you don't know the Lord, you're in a mess.
Amen.
And some people are in worse mess than other messes. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But God is faithful.
Yes.
God is faithful. God is true.
Yeah.
And God will heal. He will never leave us nor forsake us. And listen, if we could receive that truth right there, Jesus, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We should know right there that we are in good hands.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
We can know that there is nothing that can overtake us, only what God permit. But if we walk worthy of God, God will protect and deliver us and keep us. Now, it don't mean we're not going through the fire. It don't mean we're not going to have trials and tests. All that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen? In order to be built up in the faith, to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You want to be a strong Christian? You want to be strong in the Lord?
Amen.
Obey His voice. Follow Him daily.
Amen.
And you're going to receive. You're going to receive opposition. You don't have to go looking for it. It'll come looking for you.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes,
thank God. But let's stand firm on the Word of God. I thank God for that message this morning. God wants us to stop blaming somebody else. Stop blaming the devil.
Hallelujah.
For last time we do things in the flesh. Don't we? We get ourselves do things that we shouldn't do and get in trouble. Well, we shouldn't blame the devil for that. Hallelujah. But God's trying to bring His people. This church, God is bringing us up. Let's go up with Him. Let's follow the Lord, saints. Let's don't hold back, but let's go on to know the Lord, to follow Him, to know Him, and to do His will. This is a small church, thank God, but God have got it. This is a dynamite. This is a powerhouse. Isn't that right?
Amen.
You better glory be to God.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, help us tonight.
Amen.
What did he say, brother? What did Paul say here? Saul. What, this was Saul. What did Saul say?
And I punished them all in every synagogue.
Listen to this now. This man was the devil. I punished them often in every synagogue. I went from place to place punishing them. And I had some kill. I punished them often in the synagogue. What else? I compel them to blaspheme. I compel them to blaspheme what? Read.
And being exceedingly mad.
And I got mad. When they blasphemed, I got mad. I was, my. I was mad. And what?
I persecuted them even unto strange cities.
You see, this man, he was used by the devil. He didn't know it then, but the devil has some people that he can really use. Just like God got some people he can really use. Isn't that right? The devil got some people he can depend on. Isn't that right? You better believe he have. Because they don't know the Lord. And the devil is using them. Hallelujah. That is when they will yield their best to him, and people yield their best to themselves like people yield their best to the Lord. What did he say he did, brother? Read it.
Whereupon, as I went to Damascus.
Now, whereupon I went to Damascus.
With authority and commission.
With authority, they commissioned me to go. They commissioned me to go. Stop right there, because now I want you to read that. I want you to read that Acts 7, verse 49 to 59. It's going to tie in right here. I want you to read that right there. Hallelujah. This man, he... Hallelujah. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
God is so good. Yes. Now, this is Deacon Stevens, well, this is Brother Stevens testifying to the of the Lord. Read. Read.
What house will ye build me, says the Lord?
Yes.
Or what is the place of my rest?
Read.
Has not my hand made all these things?
My hand made all these things, all right.
Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised apart.
Now, see, he was, Deacon Stevens was preaching to these ungodly people. So you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and in ears. Read.
You do always resist the Holy Ghost.
You do always resist the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost come up to convict you or to help you, you resist it. You push it aside. You don't want it. You do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers did, so do ye. Read.
Which of the prophets have not your father persecuted?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of whom ye have been known, the betrayer and murderer.
Yes, my God. He didn't bite his tongue, did he? This man didn't bite his tongue. He spoke. He hallelujah. He opened it up. He just preached it. And he didn't see when you love God and you know your life is in God's hands, you're willing to obey him. Isn't that right? Regardless of what come and go. Because you know, if you live for God and you're walking in his perfect will, nothing can hurt you or harm you until he lets me permit it.
Amen.
Can we believe that?
Yes.
Can we believe that?
Yes.
Can we believe that?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we believe it, we need to act like it, don't we?
Amen.
Thank God. We need to act like it.
Amen.
And stand up and be counted for the Lord. Because we're living in the end time. And the Lord is coming soon. After people that's ready to meet him. Thank God. God is faithful and true. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank God he's so good and faithful. And I thank God for victory. I thank God for his peace. Tonight. In the midst of all the confusion. In the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the strife and stress,
yes.
God's people have peace.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Amen.
Can we accept that?
Amen.
Can we believe that?
Yes.
We need to be rooted and grounded in God's word, don't we?
Amen.
Rooted and grounded in truth. And nothing can move us. Nothing. My. If you wasn't here this morning, did you record that? You need to get that tape. Hey, Pastor Miller preached a powerful message this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for it myself. I do. And I know you all do. All right. What else did he say here, brother?
You have received the law by the disposition of angels.
Mm-hmm.
And have not kept it.
Now, this Stephen's preaching. Read. See, when Stephen was preaching to them, they heard these things, they was cut to the heart. And what happened?
They gnashed on him with their teeth.
They did what?
They gnashed.
Upon him with their teeth. What does that mean? I mean, they was biting him, didn't it? Is that what it means? To me, it means that they were up at biting the man. Is that what it means, Brother Jimmy? What does it mean, Brother Doug? Yeah. What you say?
Gnashing does mean biting down, but it may have been a metaphor.
Metaphor. All right.
They
All right. All right. Amen. All right. And some of them might have got on it. what they did. Yeah. All right, read over. Hallelujah. Because he told it like it was.
Amen, sir.
And hallelujah, he believed God. Read.
But he's been full of the Holy Ghost.
He's talking about Deacon Stevens. He's talking about Stevens now, that he been full of the Holy Ghost. What did he do, brother?
Looked up steadfastly into heaven.
He looked up steadfastly into heaven. And this is a man that loved God. This is a man that was living for God and ready to do what God wanted him to do and ready to die for him. Isn't that right?
Amen.
You know, if you gotta, in order to die for God, you got to live for him first. Isn't that right?
Amen.
You got to live for him before you can die for him. So we need to live for him every day, thank God. And if he take us on out of here, we're going home. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Glory. Like Pastor Benham said, he was ready to go. If God had taken him on, he was ready. And it's good to be ready. Because we're living in a mean world, saints. We're living in a mean old world. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we can be at peace in this wicked world and be witnesses for the Lord. Read on, brother. This is what he said. He looked up steadfastly into heaven and did what? He saw the glory of God. And what? And he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of what?
God.
Of God. Uh-huh.
And said, behold, I see the heaven open.
And he told them what he saw. Those wicked people, they wanted them to die. But he said, I see Jesus stand. I see Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Read.
I see the heaven open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God.
Say the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. All right. See, they were wicked. They didn't want to hear nothing about that. You know, some people don't want to hear nothing about God. Isn't that right? They don't want to hear about God. They want to hear about some junk, some, hallelujah, some every kind of old thing, but about God. Tell them about partying and drinking and carousing and lying and stealing. A lot of them in for that. Isn't that right? That don't know the Lord. But when you know the Lord, you're a new creature. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. And what else did it say?
And stopped their ears and ran upon him.
See that they stopped up their ears. We don't want to hear that. They stopped there and did what?
And ran upon him.
Ran upon all of them, they had agreed to do it. Ran upon him in one accord and did what?
And cast him out of the city.
Hallelujah. Stop a minute. See, this man was standing for God. Remember on one occasion, Jesus preached to him, and that they took him to the brow of a hill. The city was built upon a hill. They took Jesus to the brow of a hill to throw him down head first. He just passed right through their midst and went his way. That wasn't the only time he did that. He had passed through the midst. But that one time he did that. Passed through the midst and went his way. See? And Jesus said, they hated me without a cause. And they did. Why did they hate Jesus? The people that hated Jesus, why did they hate him? Without a cause. Because Jesus was a humble man. He was a godly man. He hallelujah. He manifested or revealed, he displayed God, didn't he?
Amen.
To the people. But the Bible say, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Isn't that right? When the deeds are evil, that they don't want to hear nothing about no truth. Tell us, speak unto a smooth thing. They said back there, they told the prophet, speak unto a smooth thing. Prophesy deceit. That's what they said to him. Prophesy deceit. Don't tell us the truth. But tell us what we want to hear. Itch and ears shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. And that's the days in which we're living right now. One man got to a big mega church and said, I don't preach about sin. So my people need lifting up. Hallelujah. But if you don't preach about sin, brother, they sure not going to be lifted up. Isn't that right? You got to, the wages of sin is still death. And the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It haven't changed and never will change. But God is God and it never will change. Isn't that right? God is true and faithful. And he'll do what he said he'll do. And hallelujah. That's the reason why. As we go about daily, walking in love, being witnesses. Isn't that right? God wants us to be witnesses. God's gonna bless this church here. God's going to bring people in. Honest-hearted people. People that love him. People that want to serve him. That's who God's going to bring here. How many of y'all believe that? I know it's true. I know that's true, saints of God. Why? Because Pastor Venable and his companions, they have stood for truth, and they're still standing for truth. Amen. And it's not easy, saints. Let's pray for the Venables, brother and sister Venables, that God will strengthen them and encourage them. And let me say this. And anytime you got a piece of money you can put in their hands, do it. Isn't that right? Amen. Amen. You can. If you got a piece of money, put a piece of money in there. Encourage them. That encourage them. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. You better believe it will. Because they deserve it. How many of y'all know they do? They do. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. All right, did you finish that, brother? They read it. They cast him out of the city. They did what?
They stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes.
Now, this is what I want to get to. And the witnesses did what?
Laid down their clothes.
Uh-huh.
At a young man's feet.
Whose name was Saul. See, this is Saul right here that we're talking about right here.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Saul. Hallelujah. Persecuted God's people. But hallelujah. God was getting ready to do something for him. Read on. Go back to where he in Acts. You know where I am, don't you? Y'all following me here? Glory be to God. Acts 9. See, did we try to do Acts 9? Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. My God, God is so good. Acts chapter 9. Where were we at? Somebody just. Yeah, but hallelujah. Yeah, all right, 1 and 2, let's go on then. Let's go on. Read 1 and 2, and let's go on.
And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went out into the high priest and desired of him letters from Damascus to the synagogue.
Mm-hmm. Men or women, yeah.
He might bring them bound.
Make them bound. And see, he just didn't want to get, he want to bound them. I mean, we can make sure you don't do, we got you. See, you bound them, you got them, right? You can do it, make them do what you want to do. Read.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And as he journeyed.
Now, as he journeyed.
He came near Damascus.
Now, see, Damascus from Jerusalem is about 120 miles. But as he came near Damascus, what happened? Something happened to this man. He was going in his rage, going to try to stop God's people. And as he got near Damascus, what happened?
And suddenly there shined
a light round about him.
And he fell to the earth. And heard a voice saying unto him.
The Lord knocked him down and spoke to him. The Lord asked him a question. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? See, he didn't know the Lord, did he? So, so Saul asked the Lord a question.
And he said, who art thou, Lord?
He said, who art thou, Lord?
And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest.
Uh-huh.
It is hard for thee
to kick against the prick.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Read.
And he trembled.
He trembled and astonished. Uh-huh.
Lord,
mm-hmm.
What wilt thou have me to do?
Now, Saul asked two questions. He asked the Lord two questions, didn't he?
Yes.
What was the two questions?
Who art thou?
Who art thou, Lord?
And what
wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord answered, didn't he?
Amen.
Lord, what do you want me to do? You got me? Hallelujah. Lord, what will you have me to do? What the Lord tell him?
And the Lord said to him, Arise.
Arise.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be told thee what thou must do. Read.
And the men
The men that journeyed with them stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
And Saul rose from the earth.
Now, Saul got up from the ground, and what happened? Something had happened to him.
And when his eyes were open, he saw a man. He saw no man.
He was blind.
Amen.
That light blinded him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Saul knew that something unusual had happened to him. Isn't that right? He knew he had come in contact with Jesus. And the Lord blinded him. He said, Lord, what you have me to do? Read.
But they led him by the hand.
See, he had to be led by the hand. He was pitiful.
Amen.
Isn't that right? He thought he was so big and bold. See, God had got our number.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
God, you listen, we can't get away from God. And know what? We cannot get away from God. We might think we're flying high and mighty. But the higher we fall, higher we fly, the harder we fall. Isn't that right? And God had his number, thank God. God knocked him down to the earth, and he got it. He said, Lord, what you want me to do? And God, hallelujah, he was blind, and what happened?
And brought him into Damascus.
They led him and brought him into Damascus? Uh-huh. 3 days, he couldn't see.
And
he didn't eat nothing. It took his appetite. Hallelujah. I mean, that was such a radical change. He wasn't used to nothing like that. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. God had his number, and God had it. God was working on him. And God know how to work on us, doesn't he? He know how to get our attention. We think we this, and we think we that. God know how to get our attention. Isn't that right?
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
When he get our attention, he's got our attention.
Yeah.
And read.
And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias.
Now listen to this now. There was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And what?
And to him said, the Lord.
In a vision. God spoke to, said to him in a vision. Ananias, what?
And he said, behold, I'm here.
Behold, I'm here, Lord. I'm here, Lord.
And the Lord said unto him.
Listen to what the Lord said to him.
Arise.
Get up.
And go into the street.
Mm-hmm.
Which is called straight.
Go into the street which is called straight.
And inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus.
Of Tarsus.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. One called Saul of Tarsus. Behold, he prayed. Now he's praying. God's got him while he's praying now. He thought he was such a big and bad man, but God's got him praying.
Amen.
Read.
And has seen in a vision.
And he's seen in a vision.
A man named Ananias coming in.
Uh-huh.
And putting his hands on him.
Yes.
That he might receive his sight.
And what Ananias said, read.
Then Ananias asked, Lord, I've heard by many of this man.
Hallelujah. Now listen, Ananias, Lord. Are you sure you want me to do this? Are you sure, Lord? I heard a lot about this man. And you sending me over there? But what did the Lord say to it?
How much evil he has done.
I heard how much evil he have done.
My.
Yeah, it's something to sort of make you think, isn't it? I mean, you hear about somebody doing all this stuff and God tell you to go to him. I mean, you want to make sure it's God. You want to make sure that you're not even getting in yourself doing this. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. Read.
And here he has authority.
Now, see, Ananias knew all about it. He got authority from the chief priest.
To bind all.
My. Boy, I would have been shaky too. Most people, I think, would have been sort of, wanting to make sure it's God, is all I'm saying. Read.
But the Lord said unto him,
what?
Go thy way.
Go thy way.
For he is a chosen vessel.
My. He's a chosen vessel unto me.
To bear my name.
Before Gentiles and before the kings.
And
before
the children of Israel.
And the children of my God. He was a chosen vessel. God chose Paul. His name was changed from Saul to Paul. Isn't that right? Paul, the apostle. Amen. A man that, and you know what? He didn't mess around either. He didn't mess around. He went on to start preaching right away. But then he went into Arabia. He went into Arabia and sought the Lord. And when he came out of Arabia, stayed there for, I think, about 3 years. When he came out, he sought the Lord. And when he came out, he had God had given him a revelation.
Amen.
Isn't that right? God had given him a revelation. Amen. And he spoke the same thing that the apostle spoke, because God made him an apostle, didn't he? Amen. And when you are God's man, a God's woman, you'll speak truth, isn't that right?
Amen.
You really will. And you'll speak the same thing. What the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:10. Read that verse, please. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. Got it? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Got it?
Now I beseech you, brother.
I'm begging you. Hallelujah.
By the name of our Lord,
Jesus Christ, that's what?
That
you all speak the same thing.
And that there be no division among you.
That there be no division among you.
But that ye be perfectly joined together.
Be perfectly joined together.
In the same mind.
In the same
judgment.
And in the same judgment. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God want us to speak truth. He want us to speak truth. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Amen. And when God reveal truth, and God had revealed his truth to his people. And we thank God for that tonight. Thank God for the Apostle Paul, because he was a man that when God really saved him and began to use him, wasn't no turning back. Was it? He didn't turn back, but he went forward. He went forward in the Lord, and he was able to, in his swan song, he wrote in his swan song, the time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. From henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, whom the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Not to me only, he wasn't partial about it, but to all them also that love his appearing. Isn't that right? God have a crown of righteousness for his people.
Amen.
If we stay steadfast, unmovable, hallelujah, we have a crown. Now, can we sing our song tonight? Hallelujah. Give God a hand. Come on. Give the Lord a hand. Pray for me that God will help me to do his will. Pray for me, please. I need it. Hallelujah. 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 Now, this is a song, thank God, that we love. At least I love it. How many of y'all love this song? I do. Anybody else love this song?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.